Of all these reports, then, that you investigate, Nick and Jonathan and Richard, of all these reports, how many do you think are paranormal, meaning perhaps interdimensional, and how many might be Earth-like?
Well, in Britain, at least, there's no doubt in my mind that there is a large population of so-called big cats running around the British countryside. I don't think anybody really disputes that. Even the police accept that, you know, a number of these sightings are genuine. Now, where they came from, that is sort of a different question. Some people believe these things may be exotic pets that were released years ago and have spread and populated in the wild. All sorts of the typical old theories about escapes from zoos really don't hold water anymore. But certainly there is this large population of these creatures within the British Isles. And I think there's a good argument for saying that, you know, a number of the so-called lake monsters, Loch Ness, some of the other ones, even though some of these places like Loch Ness have an air of high strangeness about them, I think there is a good argument for saying that certainly in centuries past and a more limited extent today, that some of the deeper lochs, particularly in Scotland, do house some sort of unknown animal. Now, whether, you know, it's a sort of plesiosaur, dinosaur-type creature, as some people have suggested, or, you know, maybe it's something simply unknown to science. Nobody really knows, and we're not sure, but certainly those types of cases, I think, are the ones that, to me at least, are more indicative of the idea of a physical creature. And just as an interesting aside, the British Public Record Office just outside London, which is a huge government archive, kind of similar to the National Archives in Washington, they're actually, within the British Royal Navy's files from the 19th century, a number of reports of so-called sea serpent-type creatures. And reading these reports, to me, this suggests encounters with physical animals. For example, there are a number of reports where entire ships' crews and captains reported seeing immense creatures, 1 to 300 feet in length, huge serpent-like animals with long necks, in some cases appendages on the back of the creatures, on their necks and on their backs, sort of marauding along the high seas. And there's no doubt from the descriptions that the people were describing some sort of encounter, you know, with an unknown sea creature going back 1 to 250 years. So those, I think, are the reports that I would say fall more into the physical categories within Britain. The paranormal ones, I think, are the so-called Bigfoots, or similar to the Bigfoot-type reports in the States that we have in Britain, certainly the werewolf-type encounters and the Mothman-type entities as well.
Those reports that are continuing to flood in amaze me because of just the sheer size of England, you know, compared to, let's say, the United States. I would guess per capita, per person, you probably have more strange paranormal reports than any country in this world.
Well, I would agree completely with you on that point, George, and this is probably the most important point, I guess, when we're discussing the so-called Bigfoot-type reports in England. I mean, to give American listeners particularly an indication, Britain, which is comprised of Scotland, Wales, and England, the three combined are actually smaller than the state of Texas, and yet the British population is a quarter of the American population. So if you imagine 25% of everybody in America living in Texas, that's how densely packed Britain is. And so the idea that, if you like, a race or a tribe of ape-like creatures could hide in stealth within the British Isles really doesn't hold water. But on the other hand, credible people, people whose testimony I'm convinced is entirely valid and genuine and sincere, have seen these types of creatures. But again, when you begin to look at the cases in depth and beyond just the fact that someone saw a Bigfoot-type creature in a forest, you find again that many of these reports occurred in the vicinity of ancient stone circles, ancient burial mounds and hill forts that date back to Neolithic and prehistoric man. And again, there's this the factor of the glowing red eyes, how a number of these creatures reportedly vanished in flashes of light. And it's this, I guess, aspect more than anything else that convinces me that the British reports that sort of fall into categories similar to the US Bigfoot reports have a paranormal angle to them. And as I mentioned earlier, the most famous one concerned a creature that became known as the man monkey, which was seen on several occasions not too far from the aforementioned Cannock Chase Forest, where this creature would terrify witnesses, would leap out, was seen leaping out of woodlands and running across roads. And in many cases, it was seen to vanish in a flash of light, kind of like a modern-day camera flash. And again, this is something that, you know, convinces me of the paranormal angle of at least some of these cases. And the most recent one that I have, I do some work for a magazine called Phenomena, and do some writing for their website, which is phenomenamagazine.com. And I had a story posted there just last week of the most recent encounter I uncovered, where a man had seen, for all intents and purposes, a Bigfoot-type creature run across the road on the Cannock Chase, the same location where a number of years ago the previous witness had seen a werewolf-type entity. And he described it as vanishing in a flash of light and having the typical glowing red eyes. So, you know, my argument is we need to look at each of these cases on their own merit, determine which ones involve physical creatures, which ones may be a bit more problematic in determining the point of origin, and, you know, try not to have preconceived beliefs about or ideas about what we're going to investigate and what we're going to relegate to another realm. You know, I think we need to look at all cases and all aspects of all cases as well.